You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Aubert sur la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Henry Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium, a must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaret joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barbati from Superclubs and Denny Coderre of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honourable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I end up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back. Welcome back once again. This is Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. Steve, Studio Montreal, and we got a very special, special show today because we've got another book author, but this one, these are really fantastic books. I mean, information that we've been looking for an awfully long time, but also written by some very, very fun people. In particular, I'd like to introduce you today to our special guest, Sienna Sinclair. Sienna, welcome back to welcome to Travel World Radio Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, when I ran across the books that you had, the first one you wrote, these are the Naughty Girl Guides to Los Angeles and to Las Vegas that you've written. First of all, when I've seen these books, they're actually really well, prepared, professionally done, and actually very, very interesting. You know, every now and then, you know, you got the adults, they want to do what they want to do, some seek out a little bit of pleasure and a little bit of fun, and Travel World is exactly that. It's all about a lot of fun. And so, Sienna, tell us how you came to, the first book was the Los Angeles book, right?
Yes, and then that was, I think, 2-3 years ago, and the Vegas book just came out in January.
Mm-hmm. And that was, I just got the Vegas book, and that's what tweaked my interest in the LA book as well. You know, there is that. I mean, but the thing is, it's the kind of information that you look for, and who do you ask, right? And, so, you know, an awful lot of time, because this is actually from a female point of view, like the female interest, the female's perspective, mainly, you know, for women, where do you go? Who do you ask? The average guy, things tend to be geared towards men. And, you know, what if you happen to be a woman who just wants to be fun-loving and look for stuff? And that's at least the take I had on that. Sienna, how did you come to get the idea to write these books in the first place?
Whenever I was living in London in 2001, I worked over there for a magazine. And on the weekends, I had 3 days off. I would travel all over Europe. So I don't know why, but I just always like to visit the naughty places of a city. It just made it more interesting. So I was always looking for these places, but of course I wanted them to be female-friendly because I was traveling solo and I wanted to feel safe.
That's an important point.
How it came about. And then when I came to L.A., I was like, I want to write a book, but what kind of book do I write? And so I combined my love of travel and naughtiness, and that's how I came up with the first one for L.A.
I'm all about naughty. And you know, well, Stephen knows. I mean, you go to the history of Travel World. We've been doing this now for, 25
years? What does
Stephen
know exactly?
Well, I don't... I will decline to comment on that right now. Yes.
You see, this is the kind of thing that, you know, Sienna is exactly talking about, right? You know, who do you ask? You know, you'd find people like me sitting in the back of a taxi cab trying to find information. And
they're going to send you to whoever is paying them.
Right.
And that's the interesting thing, too, because you've got all these guides. You know, I remember going to Dusseldorf, you know, Wo gibt's was. And so,
Germany is fantastic for that stuff. I know this place in Bad Lippspringe called the, what was it called? The spa, the harem spa and wellness club.
Yes.
I like the sanctity of my marriage, so I will refrain from saying anything more, but it was a very memorable experience.
And so it goes. I mean, we can laugh and we can joke about these kinds of things, but, you know, hey, you know, there was a time when, you know, also, you know, we'd go out, we'd look for stuff like that, but you also want to go and find places that are safe, too.
Yeah.
But again, it's a bunch of guys, and suddenly the level of conversation tends to be a little bit frat house style, and, you know, but then you got a fun-loving woman who says, what do I want to do? I mean, I happen to hit the jackpot with my wife, who, and the two of us, now our kids are long grown up and gone, and where do we go to find fun? But that's fun for the both of us, you know?
You know, even just as guys, I've noticed guys can still get ripped off, you know, not just women, but guys can get ripped off too.
Oh, and how? And
when
how?
They go.
Well, I think every city has a place with rip-offs, so I can attest to that, yeah.
Well, I always say this to guys. If you're not used to being hit on and some hot girl comes to hit on you at a bar, there's a reason for it. Not to be mean, but there's usually a reason for it, and that to get you to buy drinks at the club that they're working, or you know.
Oh God, sure. But that's the thing. So there's that perspective. But again, you know, it's not always the case of the guy looking out. There's the woman who wants to have a little bit of fun, night on the town, whatever. Or maybe a girl's weekend or something like that. There's tons and tons of things. And it's not just even the bachelorette. Sometimes women are just fun friendly. And I, now, you live in Los Angeles right now, Sienna?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Because I remember my wife and I, when my last job, I spent an awful lot of time traveling. So I spent an awful the spring of 2010, I was in Las Vegas 22 times. For my job.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, and whenever we did Vegas, we also combined it with a visit to L.A. because we're friends with an awful lot of people. You know a place called Sardo's in Burbank.
It's the porn star karaoke.
Absolutely, and we'd go there, and it's a bit of a misnomer because karaoke's fun for everybody, and you know you have people who work in this industry. What do you do at the end of the day, right? They want to blow off. It just became something after a while. And the most people I met there, they were fun. You know, there was no hang-ups. They just were out for laughs and a good time, and that was it. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, you think about. So, you know, we'd go there, we'd sing a few songs. And it was everybody singing songs, but they were downright friendly and fun, and that's what I got out of that.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on Tuesday nights, is there porn star karaoke?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was a Tuesday. Because they have trivia nights and things, and, you know, I think Seymour is renovating now or something. But that's what came out of all that for us. So when I came upon the guide, for the one you just released, the one for Las Vegas, I was reading through it. And first of all, I got to compliment you on putting that book together quite so professionally, because half the time you've got these folded, halfway printed maps and you're looking at it and what is this, you know, and it's double printed photocopies and things, but no, this is probably one of the most professionally produced books I've ever seen. I mean, it's full color and it delivers the information. That's the thing. It gives you exactly what you want to know, and you know, if you want to know this, if you want to know that, it gives the right information. So well researched, well thought out, and it presents it in a very, very professional way.
I was just going to say, I only had a chance to just leaf through the book very quickly before we went to air, and of course, you know, being a visual person, I mean, the photography is fantastic. I'm going to want to read this book more in depth, but I was wondering, do you offer advice to your readers on sort of the downside of pleasure seeking in LA and Las Vegas and things to be careful of, not to get rolled, not to get hoodwinked by people of ill repute?
Yeah, that is a good thing to address for my next book, but no, I don't have offer those in my books because I'm offering places that I feel that I would feel safe as a single girl going into, okay, or just, you know, as a woman, that they're not going to roll you over or make you feel sketchy.
Right, right.
And I think it just comes down to common sense. If you don't feel comfortable in somewhere, I would just get out.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, that's the other thing that you hit upon, Sienna, that I find important there, that it was for where a single woman would feel safe. You remind me an awful lot of one of our other guests who's written books about travel through Europe, a woman named Margot Classe. And her books, you know, like Hello France, Hello Spain, the theme of her books was the different bed and breakfasts and hotels available in different cities. But if you speak with this lady, you find here's a woman with an awful lot of guts and energy and drive, and she actually went to each and every one of these hotels and bed and breakfasts, and she's giving a review on it. But the whole thing is, if you are a single woman who's traveling, and that's the majority of the demographic, especially for our show too, mm-hmm, well, where are you going to go? You know, you can go to your online hotel thing, but what if you want to see some interesting places and a little bit off the beaten path? So mm-hmm. That's another reason, Sienna, that I really liked your book. Our commercials coming.
Well, in the LA book, I did divide the hotels into sections for best hotels for single ladies, the best hotels for girl holidays, and then lovers. For Vegas, I didn't do that because all the hotels pretty much can be for single ladies because they're in casinos. There's lots of guys there, you know.
Absolutely. Sienna, our break is coming up. Would you stay on the line with us through the break? And we'll pick you up. We want to talk more about these books with you. So,
okay, yeah.
Fantastic. Sienna Sinclair, author of the books, The Naughty Girl's Guide to L.A. and to Las Vegas. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford and Sean Kovacs in studio, and of course special guest Dara Hemmings in the background, who's studiously checking out the book of our special guest online with us, Sienna Sinclair, who has authored two books, some of the best ones I've ever read, on The Naughty Girl's Guide to Travel. This one specializing in Las Vegas and also Los Angeles. Sienna, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
So, Sienna, one of the things about the books that are there, they are geared mainly for, you know, what if a fun-loving woman wants to go traveling? So, some of the female-friendly places to visit in the different cities, you know, if you want to cater to your inner naughty side, in Vegas, what can you detail, one or two of the different hidden gems?
Well, I also want to point out that the books are not just for women, even though they're titled Naughty Girls Guide. They're for men to pick up to find out where all the naughty girls are going.
Well, that's that too. That's why I like the books, huh?
But don't give me that book right now.
Well, no, we all like it here in the studio, and that's a good thing. But, you know, let's say some of the more common names you'd hear in Las Vegas. But, well, I guess another thing to say is there's different things that one might want to go and see and do. But you cover all the major shows as well. So, you know, what shows to go to?
Yeah, I know that, like, you can pick up magazines. But what happens in Vegas is, yeah, they show you the different naughty shows to go to, but you have to read all these different magazines.
Yeah.
But they also don't tell you a lot of things off the Strip, because they know that most tourists stay on the Strip. So I cover downtown, where the locals go.
Yep.
You know, if you don't want to be on the Strip, or, you know, all that busyness. And I also cover, because I know that everyone has their own naughty level.
Yep.
So maybe you're not looking for strip clubs or brothels or fetish clubs. You're looking for something a little bit more tame, where people keep their clothes on. There's some great burlesque shows. They also have two places where they do porn star karaoke in Vegas.
Yep.
And then if you want to go naughty, or maybe not naughty, maybe you've always wanted to see what a brothel looks like, but you don't care to partake of it. You know, you want to go bring your girlfriend. They do offer brothel tours where you just go in there, have a drink, and take some photos, buy some souvenirs, and they give you a tour of the brothel, and that's it. So you don't have to go partake if you don't want to.
You also get into some of the, you know, a bit of the myth-busting, too, because, of course, some people might think that that kind of thing is legal in the city of Las Vegas, but it actually is not.
No, it's not.
Part of Clark County. Yeah. I know a few of my things. So they take you out to, you know, places like Pahrump and whatnot. I read your book.
I mean, if you read the history part, it goes into it why the, I forgot what the amount is. I think any city over a certain amount of people,
right,
then you can't have a brothel there. It was all for, to
so
the,
is
to
it just,
from Vegas.
Is it just tolerated by law enforcement? How does that work?
Tolerate what?
I mean, like the brothels, like the Mustang Ranch.
No. Back in the day, they were trying to figure out ways to get, you know, brothels out of there.
Oh, I see.
So out of Vegas, as the Vegas city limits. So what they did is they made an ordinance where brothels were illegal. I forgot the number. I mean, it's not that big. It could be 10,000 people, because Vegas is the biggest city. Every other city in Nevada is very small.
Right.
So it can't be over a number, certain amount of people. So they just, the brothel owners just went to a really small town and opened brothels, and they're legal.
And that's where your Mustang Ranch comes into play, because that's just
Carson
City,
isn't it? Yeah, the longest one is about an hour out of Vegas, so it is a far way.
Is there a lot of, the citizens of these small towns that live where these brothels are, what's their take on all this? Are they up in arms about it? Is there any pushback from more conservative groups in those areas about the existence of brothels?
I don't think so. They've been there a long time.
Right.
I do know that in the 70s, when it was passed, a lot of citizens of Vegas wanted to keep the brothels around.
Okay.
But it didn't happen. But they're out there in the middle of nowhere. So there's not really.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Some of those brothels supply businesses, you know, work opportunities for those really small towns of, say, 500 people.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Well, that's kind of why it is. And, you know, you have also, I mean, if you've been out to Nye County, and that's where you have some of them, but they're all in far out remote places.
But what, they're very far out, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of the things what Sienna was mentioning was that there's some limo services. You can either take a tour if you just want to see it.
Right.
Or you can actually go and partake. But they offer limo services to some of these places as well. Because, you know, sometimes you're going to
go... For free, yeah. They usually do it for free if you're going to partake. Because they know you're going to spend a lot of money anyway.
Even better, that thing. Now,
and drink, too. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Now, another thing, Sienna, is... one of the things I particularly liked about your book, and the L.A. book as well, which we're going to get into probably next segment, is the fact that you put in a good history part. I mean, for me, when we've done the show, Steve and I have traveled different places, the history is fascinating. And in fact, your L.A. book caused me to buy two of the other books that you recommended within it. Because I thought it was that interesting.
One more, yeah.
So, I mean, I encourage you to do more books like that because it's one of the few books.
Yeah, I have my San Francisco book coming out.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah. I've already researched it. And Chicago is, I'm researching this year as soon as it starts to get warm there.
Montreal as well, hopefully, coming some.
Eventually,
soon.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah, we're from Montreal originally.
By June.
Actually, yeah. I live in Washington, D.C. right now, so and it's funny, D.C.
Okay, I used to live there, too.
Yeah, I live out in the Virginia side, so it's interesting.
Yeah, so did I, Old Town.
Oh, like Old Town Manassas kind of Old Town?
Old Town Alexandria.
Alexandria, so directly on the Virginia side. I live out in Manassas.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They have the Maryland side, and things are so totally different, and even within the district itself. So that's actually, you know, when you talk about different state laws, boundaries, and counties and things, that's where you see the difference in regulations. So I'm going to follow along these books, Sienna, because they are quite fascinating. Now, when it comes to places in Vegas, one of the things they talk about frequently is going off strip, because the things that are on the strip tend to be a little bit overpriced and touristy. So what were your recommendations be for someone who just wants to, you know, go on a little visual tour?
Well, I offer, you know, not just naughty things to do, but sexy things to do, such as restaurants. It's a travel guide, so you're going to find all the things that you would find in any travel guide, but naughty and sexy. So there's restaurants, bars, and hotels that you've probably never heard of that do offer naughty things there. There are a few boutique hotels off the strip that offer topless, you know, they have topless pools there. And some of them also offer swingers conventions, which there's one coming up in May. It's a huge, massive swingers event that they do twice a year called Dirty Vegas. And that's off the strip. Thousands of people come to it. And then there's also this really cool restaurant called Capo's. And it's off the strip. It's about a 20-minute drive from if you're staying on the strip. And it's this really sexy restaurant where you walk in and it's 1920s.
Oh, neat.
Style. So when you go there, you don't know where the door is, and you have to have like a secret code.
Oh, neat.
You don't really need to have it. And inside, they're watching you. Everyone can see you because nobody goes to the right door.
Yeah.
And then they'll take a while. I mean, they do it on purpose. I don't really care. And then they come to the door eventually, and then they let you in. And then once you come in, it's like this really cool speakeasy red tuff booth with mirrors. It's like it brings you back in time. And there's a guy who is like Frank Sinatra. He's going around table to table singing. So it's just really cool. I find it sexy.
So what part of Vegas is that in exactly? I mean, we're talking to Henderson, Summerlin.
It's in the book, but it's over on the side of where Palms Hotel is. But like
okay.
I said, it's 20 minutes from the strip.
All right, so that's the west side of the 15 there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Palms next to Rio, not that I know Vegas just a little bit, right? But, you know, even as many times I've been to Vegas, I learned an awful lot from this particular travel guide. That's why I like how well-researched and put together it is. You know, even Dara, she found that out. You know, buy the book. Where is it available for sale, this particular book? Is it available Amazon, online, your own site? Give us a bit of details.
On my site and Amazon right now.
The site would be Sienna Sinclair, S-I-E-N-N-A.
No, it would be naughtytravelguide.com.
There we go. See, that's why we ask, right? Naughtytravelguide.com. But there is a site for you, for your other enterprises on siennasinclair.com, right?
So. Yeah, I have one website for everything, naughtylifestyleexpert.com, and it lists all my websites and social networks and everything.
So, yeah, buy the book. That's the Naughty Girl's Guide to Las Vegas. If it's something that, you know, you want to experience a bit more fun in life, definitely one of the ways to go. Sienna, would you stay online with us for the third segment? We'd like to talk about your L.A. guide, if that's...
Yes, definitely, yeah.
On with you. Well, this is the Travel World Radio Show. I'm with Stephen Pickford. Dara Hemmings on in studio with us as well, Sean Kovacs, and we're going to stay tuned following the break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP. A comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality, professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People. Places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford in Studio Montreal, and Sean Kovacs and Dara Hemmings have joined in the show with us as well. We've got special guest Sienna Sinclair online with us all the way from Los Angeles talking about her latest books, and she's got a new one on the way as well. And Dara, one of the interesting things, Sienna, welcome back to the show, by the way. One of the things that we were interested in particularly, I read the books, and I was pretty fascinated. This is one of the reasons why I ordered the second book as well, the Los Angeles one, because I thought the Vegas one was that good. Dara has picked it up for the first time, and Dara had a few comments there on the book as well. Dara, go ahead.
Hey, Sienna.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
All right, listen, I went to Vegas once. Just once. I went there for a couple of days, and I was bored stiff. I couldn't understand why everybody was telling me, it's so awesome, you're going to come back exhausted and with tons of stories that you can't tell anybody. And then I pick up this book, and I'm like, whoa, stand by, because if I had this book before I left, I might have actually had a little bit of fun. So one of my questions to you is, now, I'm going to assume that you have gone to every single one of these hotels, been to all of these restaurants, these massage parlors and all of this wonderful stuff. Is that correct?
I went to everything in the book.
How long did that take you?
If it's not in there, didn't make it.
Like,
it takes me a year of researching it, going there.
Okay.
I would go there 5 days at a time. And
you have an itinerary and you know where you're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then it's a year of writing and designing and getting it out.
Who actually puts the book together for you? I mean, that's the other thing that I noticed. You know, as opposed to almost any other travel guide. And I'm talking about comparing it to Frommer's or Fodor's or anything like that. This is easily one of the most professionally produced books I've ever read.
Thank you.
It's coffee table quality book. The book binding and
this sits on my coffee table. My kids are growing
up
and gone.
I think if I bring that book home, it's not going to be on my coffee table.
It definitely won't be.
Tell Kelly I'll sign it for her.
The pictures are quite fascinating, I have to say. Congratulations.
Thanks. And I just found out that's you in the book.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Some of them are, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations. That's really
figured since I was free, I could use myself.
And we thank you for it. At least I do anyway, I think. Yeah, okay, I'm going to shut up now before
now,
I get myself in trouble.
One of the places that I heard about the Tao Beach at the Venetian, that's where I stayed, at the Venetian.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a chance to go to Tao because it was only open from Thursdays. The actual club itself was only open on Thursday. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to go there. But
that's
it is
how most of the clubs are. Yeah.
They are all like that. Okay, so when
popular ones, yeah.
So I've got a whole bunch of my girlfriends. We're planning on going there in March to celebrate a special birthday. You with me on this one?
Uh-huh.
A special birthday, and there's a whole bunch of us who are celebrating this special birthday. So I'm going to suggest that we all buy this book and read it because you definitely, you know what I like best about it? Not just for the information is short, sweet, concise, to the point, very quick to read. So you're not bogged down with too much information. There's just the right amount of information.
So, yeah, even the history is meant to be that way too. So you're not like, this is boring me.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about having the taxi drivers give you information, and that's what we did. I asked taxi drivers, okay, so where should I go? What should I do?
What do you suggest? They're all paid.
Oh, this guy. Like, really? The one guy that we had, I said, okay, this isn't working out too well. I was expecting a little bit better. So.
I take you to
they're
the
all
best
paid
place.
By the strip clubs and different places.
They get a percentage. See, I didn't
know
that.
That is interesting.
I did not know
that. That is very interesting, as a matter of fact. You know, sometimes you think about it, and you're not entirely sure. And that's another thing I love about this book. It tells you the real deal, you know.
Yeah.
It delivers where others promise. And
yep. Most places are good. Taxi cabs are paid. As soon as you get a taxi and you say, where's the strip club? They're going to tell you where they're supposed to be taking you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the bus tours of Iceland. We bring it to a place with soup and sandwich.
The nice thing about this, too, from a woman's perspective, is, when I travel to foreign cities, I don't know what's good, what's bad, where to eat, what to, you know, again, especially you don't want to be, from a woman's perspective, we always feel a little bit more vulnerable than a man, especially going to Vegas. So thank you very much from my scene, thank you, because I don't know if Willem's going to get this book back.
I would never put anything in a book that I wouldn't go to, that I wouldn't feel comfortable in.
So you've done this.
So like I said, I went to a lot of places that were very sketchy that did not make it in the book.
Excellent. And to use a term that we're all familiar with, Sienna's taken a lot of ones for the team.
Yes.
I have taken a lot of ones for the team. Yes. There's this one, my research for the San Francisco book, this guy gave a tour. I really don't care to say his name. He'll go out of business on his own.
Yes.
But he was in L.A. and he was like, "Oh, come meet me in L.A. You know, I'll meet you in L.A. to talk about your tour." And he did nothing but hit on me, which really turned me off and didn't make me feel safe because if you're going with a bunch of friends and all the guy is going to do is hit on you because it's an erotic tour, I was like, "Okay, you're definitely out of my book. You're not going to be in my San Francisco book."
And absolutely true, because you don't want to have that. It takes it away. Yeah, it takes all the fun away from it. You want to go there. You want to feel safe. And you want to know that you don't have to worry about some guy groping you or trying to, you know, make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't like it when a guy gropes me either.
Oh, no.
Although my wife would probably like to see that. But just kidding.
That's in the book.
That's in the book. But that's the thing. It is in the book, you know. Like I was telling earlier in the show, I mean, I've gone to Cologne and there's this guide, Wo gibt's was? And you look at it. And it's exactly what Sienna described, mostly also in the L.A. thing. You get these like maps to the stars homes, and people are making an awful lot of money off of that, and it doesn't really tell you anything. Or you look at a guide, and you're thinking, is it good, is it bad? Because another one of the things, and that's what I like about it too, is that you actually give a bit of a qualitative analysis. It's going to be good, or if it's this kind of taste, if it's that kind of taste. So we like that part of it as well.
Yeah, and every book is different. Like, the L.A. book is themed for Hollywood, and about the Hollywood madams for the history section in the movie industry, where Vegas is more themed toward, you know, showgirls and burlesque and about that type of history. Every book has a theme around it. And then the San Francisco book is catered around the gold rush and the tons of brothels and madams they had and, being the gay capital.
So
there's not things in every book like you're like the Vegas book. You find topless pools. You're not going to find topless pools in L.A. because there's no topless pools in L.A. here.
Right. Well, and it's nice because it is a different variety and gives you something different to see. It's not like it's not very formulaic. I mean,
you're not following like a template that is going to be the same in every city and fill in the blank.
It really is a full-blown travel guide. Dara has another question.
Well, this had to be an extremely educational experience for you to write these books.
I think the favorite part is the history section, because I spend a lot of time on that. There's no one book that gives you the history on any of these cities.
Exactly.
So I have to do a lot of reading and research.
Reading and research, well, a lot of research.
Like movies, I watch movies, I watch, go on the internet, and then you find these links that send you somewhere else, and you can be on the computer for hours. It's a lot of work.
Reformat the computer a few times, too.
I mean, even though the history section is only 30 pages, because I like to keep it short and concise, even though I'm a history buff and I can read a 300-page history book, people are not going to do that. They get bored. So I want to make it very simple and easy to understand and to get something out of it. So even though it's only 30 pages, it can take me over a month to write that.
It's important to have the history so that people can understand where they went to where they are today, to understand how it is.
It puts everything into perspective.
Well, you know, the one thing I took away from being in Las Vegas was especially Fremont Street, going there and experiencing it, you know, 3 a.m. when they're playing The Doors. and I'm thinking, I'm in another planet. It was really nice to hear and to see. But I wished that I had known more because they don't push the history of these places.
No,
and
a lot of thing about the city is that something I write in the history book is that people say, oh, Vegas is a man's town. It's not a man's town. It would not be where it is today if it weren't for women. Even though, the railroad started there and that's what brought people there. But it was a woman who owned the property of Vegas, and she's the one who sold it. And it was a woman, Rita Hayward, who, no, not Rita Hayward. I think it was. She, like, I can't remember, but a woman who put Vegas on the map with her divorce, her famous divorce.
Nice.
And if you just read the history, it's always a woman doing something. It's the women that keep Vegas there, you know. I mean, that keep the men coming.
That's it's funny you should put it quite that way, but that is true. And it's also from a return point of view. You see, I got away with that on the air. I did. I should tell you this one of these days, Sian, I'll tell you the story of what I did on the air in New Hampshire with the mayor. But that was another whole... it was one of my dumb jokes that would make you give me that dirty face.
Yeah, I give you dirty looks.
Sienna, would you stay through the next break? Because we still have to get to your L.A. book.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, great. Well, all right. We've got a lot more to talk about here with Sienna St. Clair, and I really love the segment. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the Internet. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Dara Hemmings, and Sean Kovacs in studio. And we have a special guest online with us, Sienna Sinclair from LA. Sienna, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking in the break about how much fun we're having with the show, you know, that we're getting a little bit into it. No, but, you know, this show is about the different destinations and stuff, but the theme of Travel World is friends sharing travel with friends. And that's what, Dara was talking about going to one of her trips and bringing her friends along with her. And the travel guide that you made is probably going to make all the difference in the world for the quality of the trip that she's going to have. So from that point of view, we love your books. And we're going to want to have the San Francisco book on. I hope you'll want to come back on the show with us for sure for that.
Well, maybe when she goes on her trip, she can report it.
Oh, I will. And I'm going to.
You're going to be in the book.
No, I won't be in the book, but I will. I will say, well, Sienna said, check this out, and then I'll come back and say, you know what? Spot on, girl. Or maybe it's a miss. It's a personal. Your book is very personal. It's all about your experiences. So we can interpret it as saying, wow, it's, you know, you're not going to please all the people all the time, but just having that nice guide to know where to go before you actually go.
Yeah, but I also know that everyone's different. And there's some places that I'm like, I just want to be me, but I know that it's still sexy enough for women that there's other women that would like it, you know, with, like, price differences and also just with the swingers clubs, I know that everybody likes something different, you know, so the swingers club, I offer a variety of everything.
And you also tell us what to bring. I like
That's important.
That's very important.
So that, you know, and that's exactly what I was talking about. Your books deliver the information that other books do not. It's definitely a double award winner, at least with what I'm seeing here.
LA one,
What did you do differently for the Vegas one when you decided to do the second book?
Well, I had to cut it down by 100 pages to cut the cost. So it's not that any of the quality was lost. In the LA book, I offer more tips from like sex coaching and stuff. So I just took those out. And there, in the LA book, there's a part in the back that's how to get into the adult industry. And there are just certain things that I cut out, but without losing anything. It was just by 100 pages. The LA book, I just went a little crazy and put a lot in there. There's a lot of information, so I just went different. But like I said, I had to go a different route with the Vegas book because it's not about the Hollywood industry. It was about the railroad and Vegas not being able to make it. It tried very hard. It tried all these little gimmicks to put itself on the map. And it kept trying, but it kept going. It kept trying other things, but the one thing Vegas had to keep going back to is Vice, is because that's what was keeping people coming. Whenever they would try to do something different, it wouldn't work. Just like in the history part, it talks about the 90s. Vegas tried to clean up their act in the 90s.
Yeah,
with spending billions of dollars on changing the resorts. Like MGM spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And within a year, it wasn't working because what was happening is that the parents were leaving the kids in their rooms and the kids were getting in trouble by being left alone in the rooms. Or they were doing family-oriented stuff and parents weren't going to the casinos. So within a year, after spending billions of dollars, they threw that idea out. And went back to Vice, promoting adult-only stuff.
I hope so. I mean, this was like the beginning, the late 2000s. This is 2006 through 2010. That's when I did my heavy, like 140 flights a year kind of travel. Yeah, it's all short-term stuff. See, and I was, you know, I told you the spring of 2010, I was in Vegas 22 times, and that's an awful lot of travel. But in fact, I bought NASCAR tickets from one guy, and I had to coach him how to drive from North Las Vegas to our hotel because I knew the roads better than he did. So,
I have a question for you, Sienna. I've never been to Vegas. I've been to LA once in my life, and I know, you know, basically what I've seen from that movie, The Hangover, but what Vegas is stereotypically supposed to be like. But could you expand? What are some of the fundamental differences between the vice industry in Vegas, from what we stereotypically know about Vegas, and what is it like in LA? I think, you know, LA being more, I guess there being more celebrities there, being a little bit more not Vegas, if you understand my meaning. I mean, to me, there would be some sort of, you know, tangible difference between the two, and I wonder if you could expand on that, if that is the case.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I put in my book is that you don't have to come to Vegas to be naughty at night. There are things that you can do during the day. Like, you could turn it into a whole spa weekend. You know, there are the sexiest spas that I put in Vegas. Like I said, it caters to everyone's night level. But the difference between the two is that Vegas is more out in the open. You know, it's in your face, billboards as soon as you come in, the women, sexy women everywhere. Vegas, it's very, LA is very discreet. You're not going to see billboards. You're not going to read about any of this stuff. And it's more underground, and you kind of have to know people to hear about stuff.
So for somebody who goes to LA, for example, and who's into Vice and wants to get into that, I mean, I guess I haven't read the book yet. As I said, I'm a pictures guy, and I've looked at all your sexy pictures.
I'm the president in charge of Vice.
But I guess your book, you know, will explain exactly who to call and where to look for in very specific areas.
Yeah, not to discount the LA book now, but it is 3 years old, so, you know, it depreciates like a car as soon as you take it up, as soon as it goes out. Mm-hmm. So it is a little outdated. But I'm coming out with my second edition this year, and it won't be a book. It'll be an app and an ebook. Lots and tons of new things that have come about, because whenever the book came out for LA, for some reason, I don't know why, it is illegal in LA to have swingers clubs unless there's certain rules and things you have to go around. Mm-hmm. None of them advertised, so they just weren't as big. 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, and I was researching and writing and everything. But now, for some reason, they've all come out and they're advertising. You can find them online.
Right.
Wow. And
how does Vice compare? You know, what you said that you lived in London and you've traveled around Europe. I've been to Amsterdam and Germany, and I've seen a thing or two, and I find that, you know, Europeans tend to be much more liberal in that department. How does your experience in Europe stack up to what's going on in LA and Vegas right now?
Things are more liberal in the sense that when you're talking about strip clubs and fetish clubs and swinging clubs openly, people don't go, oh my gosh, whatever.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's not happening here in the States. And it's very open. It's just that people just don't talk about it as openly. It's not that they talk about it openly in Paris or wherever, but if you just mentioning it, they're not going to cringe or go, wouldn't do that.
That segues into a perfectly good point that you made as well. Sienna, tell us why people need to loosen up when it comes to the word naughty.
Well, I mean, I guess if we go back to our Puritan values, you know, how everything started and religion. But the reason why I chose the word naughty is because when I lived in London, naughty is considered a cheeky word, not a bad word.
Right.
So, you know, like you cheeky monkey, that usually when you call someone a cheeky monkey, they're doing something that's naughty, but in a funny way. Like,
sure.
It's usually for kids that you would say you cheeky monkey. And then if you call someone naughty, like, you know, you're very naughty, you're saying it in a cutesy way again, or I don't know why, for some reason, if you're naughty, you're just naughty. You're being bad. So that's why I decided to use the word naughty, because
there's nothing wrong
with
that.
I was just trying to change the perception of it, you know, because I can't use the, you know, I'm not going to use the word nasty or nasty guide or
well, yeah, because,
bloody girl's guide.
Well, the thing is, naughty has a bit of a positive appeal to it. You know, it's, you know, when people want to step out of the comfort zones, you know, because, you know, face it, sometimes behind the scenes, we are interested in these things. But,
of course,
you know,
we
how do you tell somebody, right? And so that's the other thing I like about this particular book. Here's the other thing what I like about it, and particularly because it's written from a woman's perspective, is the whole notion of being sex positive. You know, someone who has a positive attitude about it says, yeah, you know, I like these things, and I own that. Tell us a little bit more about your feelings towards that particular point, Sienna.
About the sex positive?
Yeah, having a positive attitude about sex.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a sex coach, and I teach people. The number one thing that people come to me, because people always ask me when I do interviews, what's the number one thing people come to you? No matter what it is, if it's dating or sex-related issues, it really comes down, it all begins with confidence. If you have confidence, you're not going to meet people. You're not going to be confident to walk up to somebody. If you're not confident in the bedroom, you're going to be less likely to try things or bring things up. So it's the same way with just exploring your sexuality by being naughty and doing these different things. It's just being confident enough in yourself and saying, I don't really care what people think about me. You know, I'm going to go try something. But again, it's all different levels. You can go and take this book and go, I'm not comfortable yet, maybe, going to a strip club or a swingers club. Maybe I'm going to try a burlesque event where they do get down to pasties and thongs. And that's very liberating for women, because the women that do burlesque are all shapes and sizes, and I think it's not intimidating. And
no,
it makes
in fact,
women
we have
feel
a very,
better about themselves.
We've got a burgeoning burlesque community here in Montreal, and actually there's it's called the Wiggle Room on Main. And my friend was actually managing that place, and we went to a burlesque show. And I mean, you know, of course, they're never fully nude, but they're just their costumes are gorgeous.
It's the suggestions.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're full, and some of them were very full figured women, but they were so sexy. I was like, man, and like my best friend was playing in the jazz band on the stage, and I was sitting with his wife, and she's looking at these women. She says, "Yeah, I would jump into bed with her." I'm like, "Excuse what?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, okay. Let me now
Show
I've got
me.
This now I've got this mental image in my head." But you know, the thing you were saying about confidence, I mean, and you're so right. I mean, if you're not, like, for me, dating, you know, oddly, I don't know why, but for me, dating and approaching women up until, I guess, maybe when I was in my mid-20s was a very difficult and painful thing. And then I finally realized, you know what? I'm just going to stop caring about what they think, and I'm just going to get in there.
Yeah.
And it was almost like overnight, I, you know, things started to change in a very positive way.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right, Sienna, when you say that. I think confidence is the key common denominator to success in areas of the boudoir.
People always try to overcomplicate. You know, women try to make men more complicated than they are, and they're not.
Right.
Women try to make and vice versa. I mean, yes, I think women are a little bit more complicated than men are, but we're really not that complicated.
And that is the probably most interesting point that I've heard all night. And that's, well, no, seriously, because, you know, people think of this great mystery and we tell these jokes, you know, volume 1 of 27 on how to understand. But I think the most powerful word that I've heard here is another one that Sean pointed at, was confidence. You know, that's what my wife Linda says about me, you know. She says, you're just so confident.
Oh, without question, confidence is one of the sexiest things anybody can have. And why not do it in Las Vegas? Because, again, what we mentioned earlier, when you're on vacation, you leave a part of you at home. That person that you are at home in front of your family, in front of your coworkers, you know, all of that great stuff. So when you're in Las Vegas, why not go and explore that part of yourself in an environment where you feel you can, you're not pressured, you feel safe. This book rocks.
And it's open. They openly want you to be naughty and vague. Well, most cities, they don't do that, so they don't.
Well, they celebrate
kind of
it, right?
You're getting permission to do it.
They celebrate it.
And a lot of people, when it comes down to it, they want permission to be able to feel sexy or to do something.
And again, it's a great city. That's the one thing that I took with me, was that, yes, you could be anything that you want. And even just walking up and down the strip, I mean, you've got you've got every body shape imaginable, and the showgirls, and they just, you can't help but feel sexy just looking at them.
Sienna Sinclair, okay. Author of The Naughty Girl's Guide to Los Angeles and The Naughty Girl's Guide to Las Vegas, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Happy traveling, everybody.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website.